Before every orchestra concert, there's a moment when the oboist plays an A, and all the instrumentalists tune to that pitch. Most musicians need to hear that note as a reference, but not Gwen Simmons.
Well, Gwen, I wonder if you could sing an A.
Okay.
Gwen has perfect pitch, which means that she has the ability to pick the correct note out of the air without any sort of reference note. Cognitive psychologist Andrea Halpern studies how people process music. She says that the preferred term for this phenomenon is absolute pitch.
People who have this skill have a sense on an absolute scale where a pitch should be, whereas most of us have what we call relative pitch. That is, given a starting note, you can sing a note in proportion to that, so an octave higher or something.
Which means, for instance, that you can listen to your favorite album and know at the end of one track what the first note of the next track is going to be. But absolute pitch is far less common. Some reports estimate that 1 in 10,000 people have this ability. Singer Thomas Trotter says it's something that comes in handy in his profession.
I find when I'm learning new music, you know, it's nice that I don't have to have a piano there to plunk out the notes. I can actually look at the page and sing it from the very beginning.
Sweet home, this is sweet home.
Trotter, like most of his colleagues with absolute pitch, discovered that he had this ability when he was a child. Neurologist Gottfried Schlaug, who has done several studies on absolute pitch, says that most scientists agree that this is a skill acquired in early childhood, before age 7.
There seems to be a vulnerable period during normal development during which we are able to acquire absolute pitch. And that may be similar to the way that we acquire language. For example, if we don't get exposed to a second language during a critical period of our development, we never speak it without an accent.
Indeed, the facility for absolute pitch seems to be tied in some ways to language. Studies have shown that speakers of Chinese Mandarin and Vietnamese, languages that use tonal inflections, have a higher incidence of absolute pitch. For years, scientists have known that language is a left brain activity, while they've hypothesized that much of music processing takes place on the right side of the brain. But Schlaug has discovered that absolute pitch is a left brain phenomenon. When he used high-resolution brain scans to compare people who had absolute pitch with those who didn't, he noticed that
they were extremely asymmetric in these particular regions, meaning that the left side was slightly larger than we normally see it, and the right side was smaller than we normally see it.
Okay, so people with absolute pitch have slightly larger left temporal lobes, but does it always help them as musicians? Cognitive psychologist Andrea Halpern.
I have known people with absolute pitch who don't always consider it a blessing, because they're tuned to a particular note. And if that's not the note that the people around them are singing or playing, it bothers them.
See, I really couldn't sing. I could never really sing. What I couldn't do was
sing.
I have trouble with those. It goes all around my
throat.
It's a terrifying
thing.
And it's not just music that people with absolute pitch are attuned to, says Gwen Simmons.
I compose. If there's sounds outside, a machine that's playing a B or C, and it makes me crazy. You know, birds.
Everyone I spoke to about absolute pitch described it as both a blessing and a curse. But as singer Christine Hoffman told me, she wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, it does get you a certain amount of status in a chorus.
That's very true.
For Studio 360, I'm Jeff London.